More on that last issue now, the depiction of Juan Diego. Joining us is Homero Arijis in Mexico City, who has written about the Catholic Church and the Indians of Mexico. Mr. Arijis, how did the official church portrait of Juan Diego end up looking so much more like a Spaniard than like a Mexican Indian?
Well, because they choose the earliest representation of Juan Diego that they founded. But the real features are not known. But the mistake is that they could choose a later representation of him made by one of the many Indian artists who have represented him in popular art.
But the painting that the church chose, as old as it may be, was painted some time after the 1500s when he is said to have lived.
Exactly. He had, of course, indigenous features. Because he was an Indian living in the area of the Tepeyac, where the appearance of the apparitions of the Virgin of Guadalupe took place.
Well, it certainly isn't unusual in the history of church art for Christian saints to come out looking more European, perhaps, than they were. Jesus certainly doesn't look very Semitic in a lot of European art, but you say there are lots of representations of Juan Diego that do make him look like an Indian.
Exactly. Myself, I have many ex votos where the Virgin of Guadalupe is appearing to Juan Diego, and Juan Diego looks like an Indian. Then I don't know why the church choose this image for the last visit of the Pope to the country and the canonization of Juan Diego.
We're speaking of Juan Diego as a historical figure. That actually is in doubt, isn't it, as to whether...
Exactly. A vote of the Basilica of Guadalupe, Mr. Schulenburg, expressed his doubts, and he wrote a letter to the Pope expressing his doubts about the historical existence of Juan Diego. Then it's impossible for us to know how he was in reality, because we don't know if he really existed.
Is this a sign of how important it is to the church to reach out to indigenous people in Mexico, that they have proceeded with canonization despite no hard evidence that he actually lived?
Yes, because they are losing ground to the Protestant missionaries coming to Mexico, especially to the southeast, to Chiapas State, where there has been an overwhelming presence of Protestant groups in these areas working with the Mexican Indians and winning their faith. Then there was a moment in the Mexican church that many priests and bishops behave like official politicians, walking around with very rich and with expensive cars, etc. Then the poor Indians were leaving them for groups that were more interested in their social conditions, that were the Protestants. Then for the Mexican church has been very important to have an Indian who is a saint to win a space or ground to the Protestant groups coming to Mexico.
Mr. Arijis, thank you very much for talking with us.
Well, bye-bye.
Homero Arijis is a Mexican writer who has written extensively on the Catholic Church and the Indians of Mexico. He spoke to us from Mexico City.